Yes, this is wonderful, brothers and sisters. If one can testify of it with all his heart, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed. Oh, I have it so nice with Jesus. And this everyone can testify who had an experience with the Lord and who found grace in the sight of God. I, for my person, can say it. I was never so happy since I was the Lord's. He changed all of my life. And I can just praise the Lord for His mercy and grace. And I'm convinced that He will bless us tonight from the riches of His grace. His name be blessed and praised. We want to read a word for introduction from the Gospel of John, chapter 15. John 16, chapter 16, from verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Up to here, this precious word of God. We are so grateful to God that the Holy Spirit leads us into all the truth. In particular, in this time in which we are living, God has given grace through the ministry of His servant and prophet whom He has sent. And all of us, we time and again were reading the sermons, how the Holy Spirit revealed the word unto Brother Branham, how the angel came to Brother Branham, revealing the things. Something wonderful and something great has taken place. And this has happened for us, brothers and sisters. We are led into all the truth and also guided into the truth. And we're so grateful to God for our precious brother Frank, whom the Lord has called to put this truth unto the lampstand and to trumpet into all the world. And now we want to stand up together, worshipping the Lord, asking for His blessing. Almighty God, Creator of the heaven and the earth, we are coming humbly to You in the precious name of Jesus Christ, and we worship You, we adore You, we give You all the praise for all the grace, for Your faithfulness, Lord, for all the words of life which we can hear, for all the great things You have done for us, for the redemption, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you pardoned us, that you have chosen us as your own possession, as your little flock which you are feeding. Oh Lord, thank you. Lord, we are looking up to the throne of grace. You know our hearts. You know our desires, our longings. Lord, satisfy our longings. Send your word. Revive us by your Spirit and anoint the lips of your servant. Give him the words of life. Satisfy us, feed us according to the riches of your grace. And look unto all our problems and weaknesses. Lord, stretch forth thine mighty hand. Touch all the weak. Touch all the sick and heal them, Lord. Save the lost and deliver the captives. O Lord, may a year of grace be, a year of jubilee be proclaimed this year for your glory. To you, the Almighty God, be all the praise, honor, and glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us sing, Thou Art Worthy. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord God, may He bless us all who we are gathered here. May He bless all who are joining us online. And may it really be a special day, a day which the Lord has made for us. That really all who are here today are being pardoned by God, saved, healed, and delivered, and blessed. And as we heard it in the word of introduction, the Holy Spirit convicts of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Not the preacher, the Spirit of God is at work while the word is preached. Now, just briefly, I will not read the emails, but I will just say from where they are from. A brother Aaron from the Congo. Our brother Wendell from Edmonton, Canada. Then Populare Missionare, whoever has written it, he knows it. Then from Ottawa, Canada, from Kinshasa, from Ashdod, Israel, from Auckland, New Zealand, from Melbourne, Australia, one moment, from this is, I don't know. In any case, greetings from a brother Remy, and then greetings from Xavier Schofier, then greetings from Burundi, greetings from brother Kalao, greetings from brother Leon, greetings from Poland, greetings from the DRC, greetings from South Africa, greetings from brother Davi from Palermo. Then I've written down the greetings which I received via telephone. Special greetings from brother Wallström, from brother Daniel, from brother Mwamba, and very special greetings from brother Graf, greetings from brother Mbie, who already yesterday he was together with 200 preachers, and today they will listen with more than 1,000 people. Then greetings from Bulawayo, greetings from the Ivory Coast, greetings from Mozambique, Angola, Brazil, Chile, from the Ural, from Portugal, from Cabinda, from Luanda, from brother Motika, from brother Cecil, from brother Schurgelis, from brother Alfred Borg, who cannot be here today, then from brother John from Bucharest, from brother Nyagi from Nairobi, from brother Ngonga, and all the brothers who are with him. Then we are greeting from this place especially all our brothers and sisters who were with me on my last missionary trip in the meetings, especially in Venezuela, in Peru, in Cuba, in Edmonton, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal. Then we are greeting all in Mongolia, in China, in Japan, once again Australia, New Zealand, and we are greeting all who are joining us online right now. And just for your information, probably we are gathered here from 20 countries here, and we welcome especially our brothers from Guadeloupe and from Canada and from the DRC and all who traveled from far. We welcome you in our midst. It's a indescribable grace which the Lord has given us, that we can be heard worldwide. And this reminds us really always on the word from Matthew 24, verse 14, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. We also see here brother Daniel. We see brothers who have come. All those who are here today for the first time, please raise your hand. Our brothers and sisters in our midst, for the first time, All are already at home here. Yes, here, one brother, God bless you, in particular. Then we have a prayer request from the son of a brother in Poland, who has really asked that we remember his son who is suffering from very heavy attacks, that we just remember him, what we did already in silence, and we will continue to do so. Just feel at home in the presence of the Lord. And today, most surely, we will deal with the words of the Scripture. Which deal with that, what happened on the cross of Calvary, of the redemption work, namely that the Lord redeemed us, that he saved us, that he has given us eternal life, and in particular, that everything what God promised in the Old Testament, from the beginning of the New Testament, it came to fulfillment, and it continues to go to come to fulfillment, and that all promises of God are yes and amen. Please remember the word of the Lord from Matthew chapter 11. Before we go into the word, I would like to come to that. What happened 80 years ago, 50 years ago, and not only that, but what God is doing right up into our time by his grace. And Brother Kupfer is just one of them who time and again say, Brother Frank, are you aware of the responsibility before God which you have, which was given to you? And brothers and sisters, we will go briefly into it, that God, not only 2,000 years ago, not only 80 years ago or 50 years ago, but that he up into our time, he is at work. But it's especially on my heart, namely today, because we will have the Lord's Supper, it's really on my heart to lay into all of you the call of the Lord into your heart. All who didn't make a decision for the Lord yet, who didn't yet experience a new birth, a renewing, that it really happens today. And therefore, firstly, the word of our Lord from Matthew, chapter 11. Matthew, chapter 11, and here it's verse 28 and 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. It's just important, brothers and sisters, that we make a full experience of salvation with God. It's not only about a message for which we are grateful, but this is the kernel of the message. What is the kernel? And what is the start of it? This Paul has said in 1 Corinthians, he expressed it. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1. It's written in verse 18. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 18. For the word of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of God. Is it for you? Is it for all? The power of God? Did we all believe the divine message? Especially concerning the Lord's Supper, let it be written today into our hearts that we really accept and receive with all our hearts what God has given us in Jesus Christ, our Lord, by His grace. The redemption was, of course, purchased with a very high price, not with gold and not with silver, but with the precious and holy blood of the Lamb, which our Lord and Redeemer has shed for us, for you and for me. He shed it so that we receive the forgiveness, the reconciliation with God, and by it, eternal life. So, let us say it once again, brothers and sisters. In these days, in as much as we watched the news, we heard about Easter, about Good Friday. Many people have written many things, and many people have said many things. They have written around God. They have spoken around God. And then we may find out gratefully that we are not speaking around God, but that we are spoken to by God, that we are called and that we are coming to Him, and that we experience and receive the salvation personally. Let us say it once again, as it was testified many times here, because the original sin happened in the body of flesh and blood, therefore the Savior, the Redeemer, had to come into a body of flesh and blood. Before that, he was in a spiritual body, the great I Am, the Lord who walked in the Garden of Eden, He who spoke with Abraham and who made the covenant with him. He was Lord. But the Son He became by the begetting, by the Spirit, by the birth, He became Son, so that we receive the adoption as sons by grace. And according to 1 Corinthians 15, when all things are made subject unto him, then also the termination son will cease, and then God will be again all in all, as he was it from eternity on. And so it will be until all eternity. Let us say it once again. The fall didn't happen in Genesis 1, where the Lord God created man in his own image, in the spiritual body, when Eve was still in Adam. No, only after the Lord God made man of the earth, and then when he has taken Eve out from him, and when he had given him back to him, and when he could cry out, "This is she, flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone, she shall be called woman." So also the church of the living God, not in the Old Testament, when the Lord revealed himself in the spiritual body, in the pillar of fire and in the pillar of cloud, as Melchizedek, as king of Salem. No, only after he came into the flesh, then his side was opened on the cross, and the blood was shed, and the bride was taken out from him, flesh of his flesh and bone of his bones. He the head of his church. And we are just grateful that also the original sin was revealed to us. And one more thought, brothers and sisters, as God at the beginning has left the decision for Adam and Eve, so he leaves the decision now to everyone. And blessed is the man who makes the right decision, who becomes a believer, and who receives what God has given to him by his grace. So, the kernel of our proclamation is Jesus Christ, the crucified one, the risen one, the victor of Calvary, who ascended into heaven and who will return to take his bride home. In our time, and this we understood perfectly, in our time it is about the whole counsel of our God. And today I had to think about it. In the days of the apostles, the several epistles of the local churches were handed over to the other churches. Who had all the epistles at the time? Who had all the gospels? And we have the whole Old Testament, the whole New Testament. We have it. We have the four gospels. We have the book of Acts. We have the epistles. We have the book of Revelation. God has really given us the grace, especially in this time, we are not only led into that what happened once, but we are also led into all the promises for this time. God has given us the access by his grace, that we may believe as the scripture says. and also in the meetings in the south of our country, and also in Austria, in Salzburg, and in Zurich, we emphasized, we touched upon it, what God did 50 years, 80 years ago, what He said, and what happened after that. March and April are really two months to which one has to look back. March 63, the opening of the seven seals on the 24th of March 1963, Brother Branham spoke about the seventh seal. And then if one thinks about it, that this man of God repeatedly said, in the afternoon at around 14 hours, the Lord descended in the supernatural light, in the pillar of fire, into the room, and He revealed to him what he has to preach and say about this seal. And then the grace that we came to know about everything what God has done in our time. And not only what He did 80 or 50 years ago, but also what He's presently doing worldwide. And we are grateful that we got the direct connection to it. And he who goes back to the beginning of the New Testament, he can find out perfectly with the ministry of John the Baptist how the Lord followed, and how then the book of Acts came, and how everything took its course from then on, up to the book of Revelation. Yes, also the 22 chapters. There's probably not one single point which is left in the dark. God really, He revealed His word unto us. And if I also look back, a brother told me, Brother Frank, it was not only the 11th of June 1933 when Brother Branham was told that the message which was entrusted to him would forerun the second coming of Christ. And then he said, and not only that, what happened on the 7th of May 1946. And then he was even so free, and he said, Brother Frank, there was also a 2nd of April 1962. And if I today think about that, there was not only a 2nd of April, there were really a couple of supernatural experiences by His grace, which God had given. To really put the things newly upon the lampstand, what God promised. I also think here on the 31st of December 1965, my servant, I have given my sword into thy hand. God really, He spoke repeatedly. He gave instructions, and He has given grace that the commission could be carried out. And everywhere where I was recently, I just said, it could be for the last time. It could be for the last time. The last ones are really called out. And please, please, don't say to the Lord, I need a little bit more time. I want to think about it still. No. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. The word in Revelation chapter 1, also in connection with what the Lord has done for us, and how the Holy Scripture testifies of it. I would like to read from Revelation chapter 1, and then also from chapter 4 and chapter 5, just one verse, or maybe two verses. Revelation chapter 1, from verse 4, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from Him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne. Who is, and who was, and who is to come. Revelation, chapter 4. Here we read verse 8. Revelation, chapter 4, verse 8. And the four living creatures had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, and is to come. In chapter 1, whoever would read on finds out that here it speaks of our Lord as the firstborn, and then here, of the Lord God, who was, and who is, and who is to come. He is all in all. In chapter 5, Revelation 5, from verse 9, we read, and 10, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And in verse 10, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Brothers and sisters, a higher calling there could not have been. The highest calling which God could give, this He has given to us. And by the power of the finished work of redemption, the work of God is already finished. We are waiting for the completion. But with God, all things are already finished. And as we said many times, He has taken the responsibility for every promise which He has given to us. And He will not owe us any answer. In the Old Testament, we read in Exodus chapter 12, in particular, at the Exodus of the people of Israel, and here in Exodus chapter 12, the blood is put into the center. Exodus chapter 12. And here it's verse 13. Verse 13. Exodus 12, verse 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Already in the Old Testament, the blood was sacrificed for the purpose that all those who had sacrificed the lamb, who have applied the blood to the doorposts, and please take note here, only the three posts were applied, not the bottom, only left and right and on the top. Why not? So that nobody treads upon the blood with his feet, but that all are under the protection of the blood. And also now, also we are placed under the protection of the blood. Here Israel is called the church for the first time. In Leviticus 17, we read that the life of the body is in the blood. And therefore our Redeemer, our Savior, has given His life for us. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Amen. Amen. The blood. Through the life which is in the blood, this makes the atonement. And exactly that happened on the cross of Calvary. God was reconciled with mankind. Receive it by faith. It's a gift from the Almighty God. Now, to the well-known word from Isaiah, chapter 53. Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 10. Here, the Lord God, already in advance, He said what and how it would happen when the Lord and Savior comes. Isaiah 53, and here we read verse 10. Isaiah 53, verse
10.
I hope that you are really here with all your heart. Isaiah 53, verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. The will of God happened through him and will happen until the completion, until we come from believing unto seeing. In Hebrews chapter 9, the man of God has written about it, what happened for us by his grace. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. Hebrews 9, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. It has happened. It is finished. Our Lord, of course, paid the price. And then, with his own blood, he entered the Holy of Holies. In 1 Peter, chapter 1, here the man of God has written of what's it all about. 1 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 18, 1 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. A mighty word. And it's so nice that it is true, that it has taken place for you, for me, for us. It has taken place. As we were reading here, for as much as you know that from your vain conversation, from your aimless conduct, which we received from our fathers, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but rather with the precious blood of Christ. In the prophet Zechariah, we read in the prophet Zechariah in chapter 12, We, of course, always take both the Old and the New Testament. We take them together. In the prophet Zechariah, in chapter 12, it's written in verse 10, "And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn." Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Here we have almost the same words. Revelation 1, verse 7. "Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also who pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall mourn because of him. Even so, amen." And then he introduces himself. Verse 8, "I am Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Here comes our Lord, not as bridegroom. When he comes as bridegroom, then the bride meets him in the air. Then no one shall mourn. No, we will be taken up to then be with the Lord forever. But when he comes to judge, when he will sit on his throne of glory, and when all the nations will gather around him." Here we could read from Matthew, from chapter 25. All the words of the scripture are written also about the various comings of our Lord. Everything was said to us in the Word of God, what we have to know. Here, Matthew 25, from verse 31. Matthew 25, from verse 31. "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And then all the nations will be gathered before him." Today it's really about what happened for us on the cross of Calvary. Let me read for this from the Gospel of John, chapter 19. John 19, and please accept it, receive it once for all by faith. And say in your hearts, also with your voice, say, "Lord, I believe it. You redeemed me. I'm your possession for time and for eternity." John chapter 19, verse 28. "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fully fulfilled. That the scripture might be fully fulfilled. He said, I thirst. Verse 30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. To this we read Psalms 22. Psalms 22. Here the man of God, already in the Old Testament, he foretold of what would take place. Firstly, from Psalms 22, the last portion in verse 17. Psalms 22, let me see. Verse 16, they pierced my hands and my feet, and I may count all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. One just has to read Matthew 27, verse 35. And then, what's really important for me today is the last verses from Psalms 22, from verse
30.
Verse 29, all they that be fed upon the earth shall eat and worship, all they that go down, and none, and all shall bow before him, and none shall keep alive his own soul. And out comes, his seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall still be born, that he has done this, that he has done it. In all of the Old Testament, really, everything was foretold what would take place. Now, in view to the Lord's Supper, let me read from Romans chapter 5 in connection with the salvation which God has given to us, with forgiveness, with reconciliation, with everything that goes with it. Romans chapter 5. Here we read verse 9. Romans 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. All of us, we know the day of vengeance, the day of wrath, the day of the Lord will come. But then we are no more on the earth. And here, as we read, much more than being now justified by his blood, much more sure we shall be saved from wrath By the blood of the Lamb, we are justified before God completely. And then Brother Branham says, this means that God looks at us through the blood, and that no transgression, no sin, no guilt is left anymore. A full justification by His grace was given to us. And then the well-known scriptures, the precious scriptures from the Gospel of Matthew. We read Matthew 26, and here we read verse 28 and 29. Matthew 26. Here we have the mighty word, verse 28 and 29. For this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. The theologians are still arguing about the Lord's Supper, whether wine is changed into blood or bread into... Why? Because up to today they didn't read what is written in John chapter 6, where our Lord said, I am the bread which comes down from heaven. He who eats my flesh and who drinks my blood, he has life. One just has to read what was said before that, or what was said in the connection, without adding one's own thoughts to it. And in verse 29, it said precisely what was drank there. As we were told in verse 28, for what the blood of the new covenant was shed. What was in the cup was not spilled over. That what was in the cup was drunk. It was the blood of the Lamb which was in him. He was standing before them. And in verse 29, it's written, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. So, a memorial meal to that what happened on the cross of Calvary. And our Lord, of course, he went with his holy blood into the heavenly sanctuary, and he placed it upon the mercy seat. And so the judgment seat became mercy seat. And only when the time of grace is over, then the mercy seat will turn to the judgment seat. Oh, how grateful we should be for the clarity of the Word of God, that we can really receive everything as it was said. Mark 14. Here, verse 24. Mark 14, verse 24. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many, for you and for me, for us. And also here, it's written, "Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." In 1 Corinthians, in chapter 10, Paul referred to the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians, chapter 10. Here it's verse 16 and 17. "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread." Just mighty how here Old and New Testament is in agreement, and how the introduction was given to us and the insight by His grace. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we have then the warning words. And I'm really asking that we pay attention to what is going to be read now. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, from verse 23. "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, 'Take, eat, this is my body for you. This do in remembrance of me. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me.'" In remembrance of me. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, then we remember that what happened for us. In remembrance. Verse 26. "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Till he comes. And when he comes, then he takes us home. And then we will have the great supper, the great Lord's supper with him, the great marriage supper we will celebrate with him. Here on the earth, we celebrate it in remembrance to that what happened for us. And there, after the changing of our bodies in glory, we will celebrate the supper with our Lord in glory. "Blessed and holy is he who is called to the Lord's Supper." Blessed are all who have heard and hearkened to the call of the Lord. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest unto your souls. But now comes the warning from verse 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So, today all of us, without exception, whoever we may be, we will ask the Lord for forgiveness. We will ask for reconciliation, that the blood of the Lamb, everything, what might have been in our lives, that it covers it, and that we, with a good conscience, we can celebrate the Lord's Supper together with our Lord. Let us read verse 27 once again. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Not one examines the other. Each one examines himself. Each one, let him stand before the Lord, examining oneself, saying, Lord, search me. Search me, Jesus, my light, as the song goes. Illuminate me. Shine through me. May forgiveness, may reconciliation be with all of us by His grace, so that really no one among us would accuse somebody else. But let us just believe that the Lord has forgiven all of us, that He received us all, and that we, by the blood of the Lamb, have become His own inheritance forever. So, let each one examine himself, and then let him eat of that bread, and let him drink of that cup. It's not written that just one would let the cup pass him, not one, or that one would not partake of the bread. Let each one examine himself, and afterward let him eat. And then let all things pass by him. If you let it pass by you, then you testify that you are not right with God yet. Then you testify that you didn't receive the forgiveness and the justification yet by faith. Receive it today by faith. Accept it by faith. Let each one examine himself and let him eat afterward of the bread, and let him eat, let him drink of that cup. Today, we claim by faith, we claim everyone who is in our midst, that all of us, that we believe the word of God, that we received the forgiveness, that we received the grace and salvation. That not one has hindrance in his heart, but that we all receive and accept by grace. Let us read from the Gospel of John, chapter 6. Here our Lord said very clearly of what it is all about. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, in verse 48, it says, I am the bread of life. Verse 49, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world, which I will give for the life of the world. Then verse 54, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. One can just read on and on. And as it was said before, brothers and sisters, all scriptures which belong to one subject, one has to add them, to take them together. Let us remember once again Exodus 12. The blood of the lambs was shed. It was applied to the doorposts. And the destroyer, although he was furious, he had to pass by, because the blood was the protection. If already the blood of the lambs in the Old Testament was already a protection, how much more is the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, our protection? When I see the blood, I will pass over you. I will not accuse, I will not judge, but I will pass over you. This is actually the Hebrew word Pesach. Pesach. The Jews celebrate Pesach. A passing over. In the English, it's translated very well. Very well. A passing over, Passover, Passover. The destroyer, doesn't matter how furious he was, doesn't matter. He had to bypass, he had to pass over. He could not do anything. Passover in the English. So a passing over, a bypassing for the blood. The blood was the protection. And the Lord said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Today, we glorify together the shed blood of the Lamb of God. O thou Lamb of God, thou on the cross of Calvary, thou hast won the victory wonderfully. Amen, hallelujah, as a German song goes. You cried through the valley of death, it is finished. It is finished. Please. And I say it once again. Please. Speak it out. And say it in your heart. And also with your lips, silently. Beloved Lord, you redeemed me. You have shed your blood for me. I'm placing myself under the protection of your blood. Be merciful to me. Forgive me. Forgive me. So that I can stand fully justified before you by the power of the shed blood. And so that I can partake of the supper, celebrating it together with you, without bringing damnation on myself. May the Lord God give it to us today, the grace to receive and accept and if we celebrate the Lord's Supper today, then really, in the full assurance, I am redeemed. The blood of the Lamb was shed for me, and the life of God, which was in the blood, came into the blood-bought flock. More God could not do. And as we said before, the first man, Adam and Eve, could make their decision. And they made the wrong decision. And we, by grace, we may make the right decision today. Dedicating our lives to the Lord who purchased it. Perhaps one more word from 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Here it's written, of course, in verse 20 up to 22. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that have died. For since by one man came death, so by man came also the resurrection from the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And now comes the biblical placing. But every man in his own order. Christ, the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his return. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have destroyed all rule and authority and power. For as king he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Not only conquered, swallowed and destroyed. Then, verse 27, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted who did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him. Then God shall be all in all. Brothers and sisters, just so mighty what God is about to do with us and what he has given to us by his grace. May this day be a special day, and also in view of the Lord's Supper, let it be emphasized once again. We believe, as the scripture says, we believe in reconciliation, in forgiveness, in grace and salvation. And we are under the protection of the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. And so, may the Lord's Supper really to all of us, also the newcomers, may this be your day which the Lord has made for us, that really each one examines himself and then not drawing back, but as written, and then let him eat to testify, it happened for me, I receive it, and I partake of this supper for the remembrance for what happened for me on the cross of Calvary. To him, to our Lord and Redeemer, be the glory and the praise now and forevermore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. We go straight to the second part to celebrate the Lord's Supper together. Perhaps let us stand up, let us sing a chorus. Perhaps the two sisters have a song which they can sing, and the brothers will prepare the supper. Who says a chorus? The blood of God purges me. Believe it with all your heart, all things new. Receive it for you personally. You are meant. Everyone is meant today. And today is the day which the Lord has made for us. Let us sing it once again.
Hans Henrich, Juri Kebernick, Michael Ziegler, Bruder Didier, Bruder Daniel, Bruder Edi Gebauer und Bruder Trapani. Kommt bitte nach vorne. Gilbert, Bruder Gilbert.
Who gives thanks? Who gives thanks for the bread? Almighty God, we say thanks from the bottom of our hearts, O God of heaven, that you have accomplished it on the cross of Calvary. You, when you were with your own on the in the upper room, you have taken the bread. You have broken it. You have given thanks. And you said, take, eat of it. And so we ask you for your blessing now here, in your presence, O Lord, bless this bread as your body, as a symbol of what you have done there on the cross of Calvary. Please give each one who partake of it, give it that they praise you, that they honor you, and that they glorify thy name, Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Notre Seigneur et notre Dieu, nous te remercions, Seigneur, pour l'œuvre de Golgotha. Nous te remercions de ce que toi tu es venu pour pouvoir nous racheter. Et tu nous as rachetés, Seigneur. Nous te remercions de ce que tu as versé ton sang pour nous, Seigneur. Et nous croyons à la protection de ton sang. Nous croyons, Seigneur, à la garantie de ton sang. Seigneur, maintenant, bénis aussi ce pain qui typifie le corps de Jésus-Christ. Ce pain, nous allons le prendre à mémoire de ce que toi tu as fait pour nous. Nous qui sommes plusieurs, nous sommes un seul corps. Seigneur, fais que celui qui va prendre ce pain puisse prendre sa bénédiction et que toute la gloire puisse te revenir, car c'est dans les noms du Seigneur et Sauveur Jésus-Christ que nous t'avons prié. Amen.
Amen.
Soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee und was so rot wie Scharlach soll wie Wolle. sein, der gleich Blut droht die Sünde, der gleich Blut droht die Sünde, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee. Hört die Stimme, sie ladet, o bekehret euch zu Gott. Hört die Stimme, die ladet, o bekehret euch zu Gott. Denn er ist voll Erbarmen, seine Treu ist groß. Hört die Stimme, die ladet, hört die Stimme, die ladet, o bekehret euch zu Gott, o bekehret euch zu Gott. Er vergibt Übertretung und gedenkt der Sünde nicht. Er vergibt Übertretung und gedenkt der Sünde nicht. Kommet zu ihm, ihr Müden, denn bei ihm ist Ruh. Er vergibt Übertretung, er vergibt Übertretung und gedenkt der Sünde nicht, und gedenkt der Sünde nicht.
Amen.
Amen. As we remain in silent prayer, remembering the finished work of redemption. Receive it, accept it. Bring to the Lord what is on your heart. Trust Him. He made it well. He made it well. Hallelujah. Let us sing "Just As I Am." There is power in the blood.
Thank you.
We ask that all who want to partake of the Lord's Supper, that they come down from the balcony and also from the basement. Please come all into the main auditorium. We all could tune in. Jesus comes soon. Jesus is coming soon. We are waiting for it. We are waiting for it. Very quick to learn. I don't know whether the brother from Poland is hearing us. We ask him now to come to pray with us. And afterward, the two sisters, the brother knows who is meant. who arrived yesterday from Poland. Please come to the front. Did somebody translate it for him? Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the unspeakable grace of God, for the redemption that you have forgiven us all things, that you have done everything on the cross of Calvary. We believe that you died on the cross of Calvary and you were buried, and on the third day you rose from the dead and you are alive forevermore. You redeemed us. We thank you for it. Heavenly Father, be praised in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful and we thank you for Amen.
Ist jemand, hat jemand den Kelch nicht nehmen können, ist er übersehen worden?
Was somebody overlooked with the bread or with the cup? Is somebody here who was overlooked? The two sisters? Are you ready to sing the two stanzas? And today we are very internationally gathered. But then the Russian language. It's going to be the Russian language turn. This must be also once.
Mein Gott, ja.
Pełnia Bożych błogosławieństw jest nieznaną jeszcze Ci. Tęskni za nią serce Twe. Wspomnij Bożą obietnicę, co na kartkach Biblii lśni. Bóg dotrzyma słowo swe. On napełni Twoje serce do przelewu, tak jak Pan rozkazał Ci, przynieś swe naczynie czci. On napełni Twoje serce do przelewu, Duchem Świętym, mocą swą. Boża łaska niby może duszę Twą ogarnąć chce, miłość Jego wiecznie trwa. Wierny swojej obietnicy On pokrzepi serce Twe, Ducha swego z nieba da. On napełni Twoje serce do przelewu, tak jak Pan rozkazał Ci, przynieś swe naczynie czci. On napełni Twoje serce do przelewu, Duchem Świętym, mocą swą. On napełni Twoje serce do przelewu, tak jak Pan rozkazał Ci, przynieś swe naczynie czci. On napełni Twoje serce do przelewu, Duchem Świętym, mocą swą.
Amen.
Amen. If one hears other languages, then one notices how important it is that one knows them, to understand what was said and what was sung. And the same it is with the language of God. with the language of God. And thanks be to the Lord that we understand the language of God in all languages which exist on the earth. God has opened our understanding for the Scripture. Today, we will close with this. We will wish one another God's blessing with a great multitude. It was not very good possible to have the foot washing still. Just thank God for what God has done in us. If we celebrate the Lord's Supper in other places, be it in Zurich or in the city of Berlin, we also celebrated it. And whoever reads the book of Acts, it's not necessary to have it every time. But we can still do it another time if we don't make it today. We believe what the Lord said. Blessed are you when you know that you do it. Don't worry, we will have the foot washing once again one day. Who says a chorus? This is the day. This is the day. Now we ask Brother Lackner to come and to pray with us. And where is Brother Hussar? Please come also to the front and thank the Lord. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you have given us salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord, that you have carried all our sins and guilt to the cross. And at that time, many didn't understand when you said, if you don't eat my flesh and you don't eat my blood, drink my blood. But we understand how it was meant. We thank you for the Lord's Supper. We thank you. We praise you for your grace and for your faithfulness. Take us all. May you carry us on your arms until we come from believing unto seeing. We thank you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I also want to thank you that you descended from your glory, and it's written that you didn't live for you, but you came to serve. Oh, beloved Lord Jesus, you have taken all our reproach upon you. You bore it. You suffered for us. You died for us so that we can go out freely. Lord, as we heard today, You have given man the free will. Already in the Garden of Eden, you showed us that man always makes the wrong decision. But us, you have given the grace that we could make the right decision, that we could recognize what you have done for us, and we could receive it and accept it. Oh, beloved Lord Jesus, you said, I desired to celebrate this supper with you. And today, we could celebrate this supper with you. You made the way free for us. We thank you. I praise you. I glorify thee. I bring you all my brothers and sisters. Let the blood be applied. And the life which was in this blood came back on us so that we can live eternally. Oh, I thank you for it. For all my brothers and sisters that you brought us back into the sonship as it was before the fall. Oh, Lord, thank you. Be now with each one of us. And have thine own will in our lives. Bless us also through this night. Abide with us, Lord. And bring us together again tomorrow. And please share the word with us. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed and praised be the Lord. All of you, you heard of it. In John 6, after the Lord said this, if you don't eat my flesh and you don't drink my blood, then you have no life. Even many of the disciples who stumbled over it, they left him and they didn't follow the Lord anymore. But our Lord spoke everything in parables. And blessed is he who receives and understands everything by faith, and to whom it is revealed. Dear Lord, I thank you for all my brothers and sisters. No one left you. All heard, all understood, all received and accepted. I thank you with all my heart and with all my soul. Bless us and be with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory. And all the people say, Amen. He blessed us. Each one is shaking hands with each one. Please, parents, watch over your children. Let us all behave properly as it behooves in the house of God.